For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This week on the Cultural Baggage Show, our guest will be Police Officer John Gator. He's working up in Ontario, Canada, and he's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's at leap.cc on the net. Let's talk about the newspapers report drug-related violence, you know, a murder here or a home invasion, drug-related violence. But is that really the case?
No, that's sort of a misnomer. It's what we're seeing in these instances is not drug-related violence. What we're seeing is prohibition-related violence. It's these crimes are occurring because of the marketplace. There's not because people are getting high and going out and causing crimes, although that does happen occasionally. It's really almost statistically insignificant. The shootings, the beatings, the robberies, all of these have to do with the fact that drugs are illegal.
And tell us a little more, if you will, about what causes that problem. Why does this drug-related violence exist?
Well, a good example would be a dealer in a large city. He has his territory staked out, and he's marketing that. Somebody seeks to challenge that, either intentionally or accidentally. This dealer can't go to the courts to seek relief from what he sees as unfair competition. So he solves it with the only thing he has recourse to, and that is violence and threats. Were drugs a legal commodity, he would have recourse to the courts, which, of course, is one of the great blessings of Western society.
The drug war also puts law enforcement officers unnecessarily in the line of fire at times, does it not?
Absolutely. The frustrating thing for me is that this is a war that we don't need to be in. These are risks that we don't need to be taking. I mean, it's natural for the police to take risks. That's we do a job that it's naturally expected that we should take risks. But there's no sense in having us take unnecessary risks, and that's what I find to be really frustrating.
A casual poll done by Law Enforcement Against Prohibition shows that perhaps 80 to 85% of working policemen would prefer to end this drug war. What will it take? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.